Dear students, in the first module, we learned about what is congruence and conditions for congruence of some plane figures. Now in module 2, we will specifically learn conditions for congruence of triangles. There are basically four congruence conditions for triangle. They are SSS congruence, SAS congruence, ASA congruence and RHS congruence. In this module, we will study the first two congruences, that is SSS congruence and SAS congruence. Let us start with SSS congruence, that is side-side-side congruence of triangles. Consider two triangles ABC and PQR in which length of three sides of each triangle is given. AB is equal to PR equal to 3.5 cm, BC equal to PQ equal to 7.1 cm and AC equal to QR equal to 5 cm. This shows that the three sides of one triangle are equal to the corresponding three sides of the other triangle. So by SSS congruence rule, the two triangles are congruent. From the above three equality relations, it can be easily seen that A corresponds to R, B corresponds to P and C corresponds to Q. So we have ABC congruent to triangle RPQ. Now statement of SSS congruence. If under a given correspondence, the three sides of one triangle are equal to the three corresponding sides of another triangle, then the triangles are congruent. Now we move on to the second congruence condition, that is SAS congruence condition, that is side angle side congruence. Let me explain first SAS congruence. For that, we take two triangles, triangle ABC and triangle PQR, such that AB equal to 4.5 cm, BC equal to 3.5 cm and angle B equal to 60 degree. Also, QR equal to 4.5 cm, PQ is equal to 3.5 cm and angle Q is equal to 60 degree. Now what we do is make a trace copy of triangle ABC and superimpose it on triangle PQR so that AB corresponds to RQ, BC corresponds to PQ and angle B corresponds to angle Q. Therefore, we find that two triangles cover each other exactly. So we can say triangle ABC congruent to triangle RQP. We can also verify the congruence by measuring the sides AC and PR and also another pair of angles, say angle A and angle R. We find AC equal to 4.1 cm, PR equal to 4.1 cm and angle A is equal to 50 degree, angle R is equal to 50 degree. So we observe that AC equal to PR, angle A is equal to angle R and AB equal to RQ. Therefore, triangle ABC congruent to triangle RQP. Thus, we can state SAS congruence criteria. If under a correspondence, two sides and the angle included between them of a triangle are equal to two corresponding sides and the angle included between them of another triangle, then the triangles are congruent. Now, what is included angle? Included angle is the angle between two sides. Suppose we consider two sides AB and BC of triangle ABC. B is called the included angle between the sides AB and BC. Now we go through the examples of PPT. Given below are measures of some parts of two triangles. Examine whether the two triangles are congruent or not by using SAS congruence criterion. In triangle XYZ, XY equal to 6 cm, YZ equal to 8 cm, angle Y is equal to 47 degree. In triangle QRP, QR equal to 6 cm, PR equal to 8 cm, angle R equal to 47 degree. Now, we will solve it. Solution. Let us make a rough sketch of the triangles before examining their congruence. Clearly here, XY equal to QR equal to 6 cm, ZY equal to PR equal to 8 cm and angle Y equal to angle R equal to 47 degree, that is the included angles. Thus, by SAS congruence, triangle XYZ congruent to triangle QRP. Now, example 2. Given triangle ABC, in which BC equal to 6 cm, AC equal to 4 cm, angle B equal to 35 degree. Triangle DEF, in which DF is 4 cm, EF is 6 cm and angle E equal to 35 degree. Examine whether the two triangles are congruent or not. We will solve it. Solution. Here BC equal to EF, AC equal to DF and angle B is equal to angle E. But angle B is not the included angle between the sides AC and BC. Similarly, angle E is not the included angle between the sides EF and DF. So, triangle ABC is not congruent to triangle DEF by SAS criterion. Now, you can practice more questions like this using the two congruences. Thank you.